This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Riverside County, California, prosecutors have filed arson and murder charges against a local man suspected of starting last week's deadly Esperanza wildfire. At his arraignment today, 36-year-old Raymond Lee Euler of Beaumont, California, pleaded not guilty. Riverside County Undersheriff Neil Lingle says there's strong evidence linking Euler to the fire that killed five firefighters.
We have recommended to our district attorney that he charge Mr. Euler with the five murders of United States Forest Service firefighters, along with 11 counts of arson of forest land and 10 counts of use of an incendiary device in those arsons.
NPR's Carrie Kahn has been covering the fire and the investigation for the past week and joins us now from Los Angeles. Carrie, we know that Raymond Euler has been in custody for the past couple of days on unrelated charges. What do we know about him and about the evidence against him?
He had been in custody. Investigators immediately turned to him when this fire broke out because they had been looking at him for a rash of fires in the summer that had been set in this similar area there. Monday, they served a search warrant to his house. We were told that they took evidence from his home, including fire-making material. And then on Tuesday, they arrested him. They continued to say he was just a person of interest in the Esperanza fire. And today, we heard the charges.
Well, Euler could face the death penalty. And today, we heard from the district attorney-elect of Riverside County, Rod Pacheco, who had this to say about how his office might proceed. Let's hear a bit of that.
The lives and tragic deaths of the five-man fire crew of the United States Forest Service Engine 57 will be considered, and the impact of their deaths on their family, friends, loved one, and children will be weighed and added to the balance to make that determination.
Carrie, more about that impact in a moment. First, Raymond Lee Euler. What has he said, if anything, about the charges against him?
Well, in his initial court appearance today, he did not say anything. He pleaded not guilty through his attorney. But a local reporter with the Riverside Press Enterprise was allowed to speak with him today, and he had a lot to say. He said, quote, "I haven't done anything with any fires. Fires hurt people. I had nothing to do with this. I don't know why they're focusing on me and they're trying to pin this on me." He said he did give investigators a DNA swab of his cheek, but he refused to take a lie detector test.
And as for the impact on the community where the fire happened, I gather it was enormous.
The fire itself is devastating, charged 60 square miles, destroyed 34 homes, but also the people are still mourning the death of the firefighters who were based there. All five of them were based in a mountain community, and two of them lived there and had family, so it is devastating.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from our studios in Los Angeles.